This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly League One podcast, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly, with me James Easton, writer on French football and former football scout in France, and Steve Wiss, League One and betting expert. Gents, let's get to last week, actually the weekend very briefly, because looking ahead to a midweek round of games. It largely did okay this week, of course, with the bets. But let's start with Paris Saint-Germain against Monaco, which didn't quite give us the goals we thought it was going to, Steve. It finished 1-1 in the end.
I think you've got to give credit to Monaco because they came with a great tactical game plan. Their players were up for it and they actually got in PSG's faces. And I don't think anyone saw that coming. And it was a really bitty game with lots of fouls. PSG, some of their top players started to get a bit sort of, a bit stuck up, you know. Things weren't going their way and there was a lot of frustration for PSG. But Monaco, I think, actually, were well worthy of a draw. And on another day, they might look back and think we should have won the fixture.
Yeah, it's given us something different to think about as well, Rob, with PSG, because they've obviously waltzed through the first three games of the season. And they did, as Steve said, they looked a little bit flummoxed, really, by Monaco's approach. So it'd be very interesting now to see if other League One teams copy that approach take a different style of play against PSG to see if they can frustrate them as well.
Yeah, and that might be the blueprint. I mean, they scored 5, 5, and 7, hadn't they, in their opening three games at Paris Saint-Germain. Forgive the croaky voice as well. I commentated on Liverpool winning 9-0 at the weekend and haven't had my voice back ever since. We are heading into the period of the season with midweek games as well, which is why we've got this round here, and the Champions League, where we're going to have this unprecedented back-to-back Champions League weeks. It's going to be very unusual to fit it in before the World Cup in Qatar. James, does this come into your thinking? I mean, we're going to surely see some rotation, especially from Marseille, Paris Saint-Germain teams in the Champions League and the like.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be, it is unprecedented. We've never had a World Cup in the middle of a league season like this. A lot will depend on team news that managers give us the day before matches. Will they tell us if they're going to rotate? You get some managers in France who are actually quite good at that in their press conferences. There's talk at PSG whether this will be the week that they rotate some of their big names out of the team for the first time. They've had a very settled starting lineup so far, with the big three up front, starting whenever they've been available and usually playing full games. So, yeah, it's only going to get more so the case when the Champions League starts, because, as you say, we've never had so many weeks of three games, if you like, in a row. It's bound to come into the thinking. It's also come into the thinking already a little bit in the squad building. Marseille have talked a lot about the importance of having a squad big enough to cope with that. So once they've got the squad, you think they're probably going to rotate. So yeah, team news, I think, through September will be crucial.
I think you've got to be quite cautious. I think midweek rounds you've got to be anyway, but in this run up to the World Cup, there's going to be some random results around for sure. And there's a big advantage for teams that are not playing in Europe. Obviously, that's not really into effect yet. But I think the best advice I can give is be very cautious in these midweek rounds.
Okay, well, let's have a very quick reflection back on last weekend. Paris Saint-Germain aside. James, you first. Couple came in. You had Brest Montpellier over 2.75 goals. You didn't think it was going to be 7-0 to Montpellier, though, surely?
No, I should have gone over 6.5 goals. I mean, we had a winner on this, I think, in something like 30 minutes. It was an extraordinary start to that match. It was being played in Brest. Montpellier were 3-0 up after 20 minutes.
11 minutes, actually.
11 minutes. Yeah, we didn't expected goals, really, from both teams. It was not, you know, we were not thinking that just one of the two teams would break the three-goal barrier here. So it's an extraordinary match. Should say as well, Rob, at the moment, League One is the highest scoring of Europe's major leagues. They're averaging 3.3 goals a game at the moment. And also, there's been more big winning margins so far this season in France than we normally see. Now, we've obviously seen that from PSG, which you'd expect. But to see it from Montpellier, as we did, is amazing. So there is something going on with the goals trends in France. We've mentioned this before in the show. But last season was a very high scoring season. and it started in the same way. So just as a general pointer for the season, yeah, we do look like we're having goals. And I personally don't think the goals markets have responded to it completely yet. The goal lines have moved a little bit, but I think there are still opportunities out there. We've got a couple in the show today.
Yeah, I had a losing week, 2 and 3. James has dug us out of a hole there to keep the profit up near towards the plus three unit mark for the season. But I had a lot of bad things go against me at the weekend. Red cards, the woodwork was hit several times in my matches. The PSG miss right on halftime from Mbappe is literally the difference between a winner and a loser for me with the first half goal line. And for me, the Brest game wasn't a good game because I needed Brest to perform in that. I was on the wrong team total, wasn't I? I should have been on my Montpellier team total, but Brest did not turn up in that game at all. And yeah, but I got out of it, you know, 2 and 3. It could have been worse. And we move on.
Yeah, you had over 2.75 goals for Lens. Rennes finished 2-1. We'll get to that game shortly as well. And Troyes, Angers, both teams to score. That came in with a 3-1 win for Troyes. So let's get to this midweek round of games. And we might as well start with Paris Saint-Germain, because against Toulouse, a team we've talked about a great length on the show, actually. That is probably the standout game of the weekend. Toulouse, of course, back in Ligue 1. So Paris Saint-Germain coming to this after the 1-1 draw with Monaco. Kylian Mbappe missing that first half open goal, as Steve mentioned. And Steve, it's you who has the bet here.
I like the goals in this match, Rob. I'm going to take over 3.25 goals at minus 141. A little bit of a negative selection in terms of caution, but I'd rather this goal line, just in case there's exactly three goals and we only lose half. But I think this is going to be a great match to watch as a neutral. The stadium's going to be rocking in Toulouse. This is the biggest game yet for them since they've obviously come back up from promotion. There's an interesting thing with Toulouse. This is really the first time in probably 3 years that they're a genuinely massive underdog in a match, in a league match anyway. And I don't know how they're going to respond to it. They're not used to defending. They're always like the favourite. They're expected to be on the front foot. Are they even capable of defending? We're not sure. I've not been impressed with their defence the last two games without a left-back Isiah Garcia. I think he's been a big part of their team, and they haven't got a proper left-back to replace him right now. So I think whoever's on that right-hand side for PSG is going to have a lot of success. There could be rotation with PSG, but we know they've got the squad and the quality to deal with that. And guys coming off the bench as well. I mean, say you got one of the big dogs coming off the bench, it's almost just as dangerous. I think Toulouse can score a goal in this game. They're going to go for it. They've got a lot of attacking firepower. But equally, I think defensively, they're quite weak. So I think there's going to be goals at both ends. I could see PSG winning it something like 3-1, 4-1. And I do like the over 3.25 here. It should be a good game of football.
Yeah, no pick on this game for me, Rob. I nearly went with PSG here on the handicap. PSG are -2 goal start on the Asian handicap. So if they win by two, you'd get your stakes back. And if they win by three or more, then you'd make a profit. One of the worst things you can do is just to respond to the last game. So I think I've done that a little bit here because PSG obviously didn't win at the weekend against Monaco. That's maybe been in my thinking, but they are still obviously a fantastic side. That handicap has paid out for us in other games this season. And I have similar reservations to Steve about Toulouse defensively. So I nearly went with PSG here. I wouldn't be surprised if they do win this game by a couple of goals.
Okay, interesting stuff on the left side as well. We've seen Achraf Hakimi look very dangerous down the right, haven't we, this as well, this season for Paris Saint-Germain. Let's see if he gets any joy in that game. So that's one of the later evening kickoffs. All of these matches are on Wednesday, by the way, in Liga. Let's go to Montpellier. We've already discussed them. 7-0 winners away at Brest. What a tremendous result. 3 up in 11 minutes. And they were scoring some super goals in that game as well. And they face Ajaccio bottom of the table after a 3-1 loss to Lille. James, this is one of yours.
Yeah, I'm back in Montpellier to win here, Rob, at home to Ajaccio. Very happy to do so because I was surprised at the price. It's odds against Montpellier are +110 to win here. Thought they'd be shorter odds than that. Fantastic win, as you say, at the weekend. Should say that also they won that game without Tejji Savanier, their playmaker, who is normally so important for them. He was suspended. So they go into the game with great confidence. But the bet really is as much about Ajaccio being poor as it is about Montpellier being stronger. Not been impressed with them so far this season. Steve and I both thought they'd struggle after promotion, and they have done. And yeah, the strength last season when they won promotion was their defence. we had reservations about whether a defence, which is essentially a League Two defence, would be able to cope in this division. They've had a couple of games where they've done okay, but I felt they struggled at the weekend against Lille. They didn't defend particularly well. And yeah, I think against the Montpellier attack, which, you know, is going to be full of confidence after that win, it's hard to see how Ajaccio will be able to shut them out. So yeah, I'm happy to back Montpellier to not win 7-0, but to do enough to get the points this week.
Yeah, I think I can't really disagree with this pick. I personally don't like getting involved in Ajaccio games. I think I've got a few scars from last season in Ligue 2 with me with them. But they're likely to come here and just park a bus. And I could see this actually being like 1-0 or 2-0. But hopefully James is spot on there. I've got them to finish bottom of the table and to go down. And if they keep losing, I'm a happy man.
Okay, very good. Their misery is your joy. Let's go to Strasbourg versus Nantes next. And Strasbourg come into this after the 1-0 loss to Auxerre. But Steve, it is the visitors who have you interested.
Do you know, I think this is probably my second strongest pick of the round. I really do like Nantes here, not to avoid, not to get something. I'm going to take them on a plus 0.5 Asian handicap at minus 103. And we just need them to get a draw at worst. And I think they can do it because I've got some massive concerns about Strasbourg, especially with their defence. Apparently, they've only got 15 fit outfield players at the moment. Their bench on the Saturday against Auxerre was very depleted. They've got problems at the back. I mean, there's a list of players that are going to be ruled out here. Colin Dagba, Luca Perra, Jairzinho Niamsi, Maxime Lamarchand is probably ruled out with a head injury. Carol Fear, although he's not really much of a player anyway. Ibrahima Sissoko and Nordin Kandil. And that's not the biggest squad in the world. All of those absences are either in defence or defensive midfield. So they're going to be quite soft at the back. I was disappointed with them against Auxerre, I'm not going to lie. The bet I was on that game was over 1.5 goals for Strasbourg. There's nothing missing in their offence, but it's clearly a side that are lacking a lot of confidence right now. They were very lucky to only draw at home to Rams, and I think Nantes are much better than Rams. I quite liked what I saw from Nantes yesterday against Toulouse. They look confident again. Moses Simon especially is really in good form. I like what I see from him. And, you know, I nearly even took an extra bet for this game. I think Nantes over 1.5 goals plus 250. For those who want a bit of value, this is not an official pick. I think they can get at least a couple of goals in this game and at very worst avoid a defeat. So Nantes on a plus 0.5 Asian handicap. I think it's a really good time to be betting against Strasbourg.
Okay, good one. Oh, let's go to Rennes versus Brest next. This is one of James' picks. So we've already discussed the fact that Brest conceded 7 to Montpellier, a shock result given they'd had an okay start to the season. Rennes are level on points with them now, 4 points after 4 games after they were beaten 2-1 by Lens in a game with loads of chances at the weekend. They got their goal late, a consolation goal. And you're liking goals here, James?
Yes, Rennes versus Brest. I'm going on over 3 goals, which is available at plus 100. A lot of this is to do with Rennes, Rob, and the situation they find themselves in. They've only got 4 points from 4 games. They are one of the bigger teams in this division. There's great ambition at Rennes to challenge again for a top 3 spot. So that scenario at home against a, in theory, weaker side means that they should, and they probably will, attack very strongly because this is a must-win game and they're already under a bit of pressure to get points on the board. So I see Rennes having a real go here. We're still waiting for them to burst into life and play to their potential, which they've not really done. They've done it in patches, but not over 90 minutes yet. And I think this is a great opportunity for them to do that. They do have plenty of scoring potential in their side. Obviously, Brest defensively, it's hard to know how they'll be feeling about this game after conceding 7 at the weekend. Will they change the way they play? Will they sit deeper? Will they be more nervous? I'm not sure, but I don't see them, however they play, really standing up to Rennes defensively. So I think at some point, Brest are probably going to have to come out and attack to try and get something out of the game. So that's how I see it playing out. I think it will be an open match. I think Rennes also have problems in defence as well. They've had to change their centre-back partnership this season. It's not really worked yet because they've had players arrive very, very late. And the manager has said he's still having to try to get the centre-backs working together as a pair. So there should also be chances for Brest. And yeah, I think three goals, good chance of that being hit, maybe broken. And also, you know, we're in a league season, as we've said, with a lot of goals in France. So for me, that's, yeah, that's a good price.
Okay, let's go to the next pick. Yeah, Joe Roden had a bit, he had a tough game, didn't he, against Lois Openda? So got muscled off the ball for that second goal. Yeah, so they need to make that work, Ren, and quickly. We'll go to one of Steve's picks next, which involves Nice, a struggling side at the moment. They were 3-0 down in the first half to Marseille at the weekend, and we'll get to Marseille. Lille 3-1 winners at Ajaccio, who are struggling, as we mentioned. Steve, it's Lille for you here.
Yeah, I didn't want to get involved in this game because I don't fully trust Lille yet.
No one's forcing you. We're all friends.
The thing is, then there's temptations, you see. There's temptations. Too much of a dangling carrot then, because Lille, I'm going to be cautious and take them on a minus 0.25 Asian handicap at minus 130. So if there's a draw, we'll only lose half. But I mean, there's a few factors in their favour here. They've had an extra 2 days rest. They played on Friday night in Ajaccio. That's going to help them heading into this game. I think Lille in general have played decent football this season. They've got goals in them, which I like. Forget the PSG game, and that can happen against a big side like that. And I'm a little bit worried about the defence, but this is more of a fade of Nice. They just look, to be quite frank, awful right now. And no win on the board. This is a brutal fixture schedule for them because they have been involved in the Europa League qualifiers, and they were taken to extra time by one of the Israeli teams, Maccabi Tel Aviv, only just got through. After extra time, was it even penalties? I think it was. You could see there was not much left in their tank against Marseille on Sunday. Marseille easily beat them. Could have been more than 3-0, I think. And Nice just don't seem in the right phase right now. And I think it's a really good time to be betting against them. I think in time they might come good to some degree, but there's a lot of concerns that I've got right now about this Nice team. And ultimately, the price on Lille for me was just too tempting, Rob. Like I say, I could see actually both teams scoring in this game, and I considered overs as well. But I think Lille, fundamentally, I've just got to get on their side in this game. So minus 0.25 Asian handicap on the home team.
Yeah, I nearly went on the same pick on this game, Rob. I endorse what Steve's saying there, especially about Nice. I think Nice are the least prepared team for this season of any of the top eight in France. There's a lot of change going on off the pitch at Nice, which people may not be aware of. They've obviously lost Christophe Galtier, the manager, to PSG. But the sporting director left this summer, Julien Fournier, who'd been there for over a decade. There's a bit of a gulf at the moment at Nice in terms of how to run that club. Dave Brailsford, the former head of the Sky Cycling team, has come in because he works for the owners of the club. He's sort of playing a de facto sporting director role with no background in French football, slightly odd fit at the moment. Not that he's permanent, but so, yeah, their transfer market has been not particularly bad. They've signed some good players, but it's been late. They've not looked ready in any of the games. And as Steve said, the additional problem, if you like, of the scheduling just means I don't think they know what their best team is yet. And there's probably, I think, quite a lot of differences in fitness in that squad because of people having signed after pre-season and a new manager sort of having to piece that team together. So they just haven't looked ready. They were terrible at the weekend against Marseille, just not competitive really from the start in that match. So yeah, wouldn't surprise me at all if they lose again.
Well, let's see if they can get Nicolas Pepe firing, of course, after his very recent move back to France on loan from Arsenal, reportedly taking a huge pay cut. And he did start at the weekend. It was another former Arsenal forward in Alexis Sanchez who was the star there. Actually, why don't we go to that game while we're talking about Marseille? We've got two more games to go. Marseille-Clermont's interesting because you've both got a pick here and it's the same pick. So feel free to go to town on it. James, starting with you.
Yeah, the pick here that we've both gone for is Marseille to win on the Asian handicap with a minus 1.25 goal start at home to Clermont. That's available at minus 110. And I think the place to start is Alexis Sanchez, who was great against Nice the weekend. 3-0 win, a couple of goals for Sanchez. I think he showed us what an exciting addition he can be, not just for Marseille, but for Ligue 1 this season, Rob. He was at it from the start. If you see the way he took his first goal, just a touch and a very quick shot before Kasper Schmeichel in goal for Nice had got a chance to react to what was happening. It's that quality. Yeah. that I think he's going to add to this side. So really exciting for Marseille fans to see him in the team. They've always had a soft spot for South American strikers. I think it'll be a great fit from a PR point of view for the club. But he will add quality up front, and it's given them real momentum, I think, going into this game. I think at home, the fans will be up for this game. You're never quite sure at Marseille, but after that win against Nice, who are big rivals, I think it'll be all positive at the Velodrome this week. And the second factor on the game that I think is crucial is it was Dimitri Payet's first start, because he'd been surprisingly left out up until now. He's been demoted by new manager Igor Tudor in terms of his place in the attacking pecking order. He's not complained. He played really, really well. He had a great understanding with Alexis Sanchez in attack for Marseille. The papers this morning are saying that the two players gave each other 7 passes each, very high numbers, great understanding straight away. Doesn't mean he'll necessarily play in this game, because I think he will find himself rotated in and out, but it shows what options they've got up front. And I think, yeah, they played so well against Nice. They do have real quality in the side, facing a Clermont team who haven't looked great. They've sort of looked what we'd expect so far, some good, some bad. Chances of Marseille winning here by a couple of goals, I think, are pretty high.
Yeah, exactly the same pick for me here. Marseille minus 1.25 Asian handicap, minus 110. I think it's a mad price. I expected the handicap to be minus 1.75. That's what Lyon are against Auxerre. Very similar sort of matchup here. But I actually think Marseille are probably better than Lyon. And, you know, Clermont are probably arguably worse than Auxerre. So it's a strange, strange price. I'm going to start with Clermont, actually, because they had to play the entire second half with 10 men against Lorient on Sunday. And they were really run ragged a bit in that game. I think the expected goals against was over 3. And they didn't play well at all. They offered very little in that fixture. I think Neto Borges is going to be suspended as a result, the left back. And I think probably one of their better attackers, Elba Rashani, is currently under concussion protocol. I don't think he'll feature again. So I don't see Clermont offering much. Marseille have got a massive squad now to rotate from. The confidence is up. And for them to beat Nice 3-0 away, that's big for them, because that's the sort of game they would normally have problems in. Like, even if they won it, they would struggle. But they breezed past Nice. It was an absolute walk in the park. So fantastic win for them. It just looks an obvious selection. It should be a very, very comfortable home win. I just can't see anything. I mean, my very worst, Marseille should win. So you lose half on this handicap, but it should be. I'm expecting a clear and comfortable success.
Yeah, just very quickly, Rob, Steve's mentioned the squad there. The Marseille squad looks formidable, absolutely formidable. They've got, you know, they're playing this 3-4-1-2-2-1 system this season. Not only have they got 2 players in every position, but they've got 2 quality players in most positions. It's a really good squad now, and that's deliberately for the Champions League. So just throwing it forward to the Champions League, I think they've got a chance of being competitive in that competition, because I do think they'll be able to rotate between the two competitions.
Very interesting. I was going to bring that up, actually. They're in the group with Spurs, Frankfurt and Sporting in the Champions League this season. Nuno Tavares scoring again for them. Another long-range effort. I've not been impressed with Kasper Schmeichel, by the way, since his move to France. He looks very rusty in goal for them, and couldn't keep out any of those 3 efforts.
Hope he stays rusty this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, Steve, quickly, your Milik shirt has been turned around, hasn't it?
Yeah, didn't it?
Which makes sense. Arkadiusz Milik has left Marseille to join Juventus on loan for the season. Steve is making sure that we don't see any sight of him ever again. Okay, final game. Final game to get to. It's one of James's. Lens beat Rennes 2-1 at the weekend. Sekou Fofana, being linked with a move away, scored an unbelievable goal. He was excellent on the day. Lois Openda scoring again too. So what do you make to this then? James, what have you got?
Yeah, Lance Lorient, Rob, it's a goals pick here, going on over 2.5 goals, which is available at minus 1.24. Let's hope Sekou Fofana stays for League One. I mean, what a player he's been for the last 15 months. But on the pick here, it's really a pick on the stats as much as anything. Lance Lorient, I think both attacking teams, in theory, they should be quite open here. They've been averaging, if you look at the 7 games they've played, it's been averaging 3 goals a game so far. If you look at the expected goals on the games involving these two teams, it's actually a little bit higher. It's 3.16 goals a game across all games so far that Lens and Lorient have played. So they have been open. And we haven't really talked about Lorient much this season, so I thought I'd focus on them a little bit. There's a slight change of approach, I think, going on at Lorient. They've brought in a new manager this summer in Regis Labrie, who's been promoted. He's been at the club a long time as a coach. He was head of the youth academy. Part of the thinking in giving him the job, I think a lot of fans said it's because he was cheap. His salary won't be particularly high. That might be part of the thinking, but it was also two other things. One, they do want to give more game time to their youth academy products and their players that he knows very well. So that's the first thing. The second thing, and that's crucial for this bet, really, and for Lorient in general, is the president there, Loic Ferry, wanted a more entertaining style of play. Simple as that. He felt the team didn't have one under the former manager, Christophe Pelissier. So Labrie is under quite a strict brief to get them playing good football and entertaining football. And they have been quite open in a couple of their games so far. We saw them draw 2-2 at Toulouse a couple of matches ago. So watching Lorient this season, I think they are quite open. They've sort of played an extra attacking midfielder rather than an extra holding midfielder in a couple of their games. So yeah, I'm expecting an open match here. Lens have made a fantastic start to the season. 10 points on the board after four games. Very positive. Lots of optimism at the club about how they'll do in general this season. So I felt that the price here on over 2.5 goals is pretty good in a league season which has had so many goals, and in a match between two sides who have shown so far that they, you know, they will go out and try and play attacking football.
Yeah, I was really close to taking both teams to score in this game at -110, but actually the goalkeepers put me off. Samba and Voga have just looked quite good this year, so I could see them being some, hopefully it won't be, but some decent saves in this match. But I think you've got a good chance. I think it'd be quite an offensive match between two teams who are looking to play decent football. But I've got to be honest, I've got Lorient wrong right now. I thought they'd really, really struggle this season, but this internal appointment of Labrie actually looks, at the moment, a bit of a masterstroke. I did not expect much from him, but a fair play. He looks really well set up for every match.
Okay, that is all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Liga show, brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. The guys have given you their picks for their midweek games, and we'll get their favourites of the week next. But if you do want more from James and Steve and all the experts on the Bet Rivers shows, follow on Twitter at Because We Win. Okay, of your picks, let's have your favourite. Steve, you first.
Three times out of four, I've got this wrong. But it's got to be Marseille -1.25. It has to be the most obvious selection. So I've got to go with that.
What are you saying, James?
Same for me, Rob. Same pick, Marseille -1.25, Asian handicap, at home to Clermont, where both... we've turned around, haven't we? We were quite sceptical about Marseille about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, very, yeah.
We're both backing them. We like what we see.
I think your Montpellier pick's a better one, James. But there we go. Yeah. Okay, those are the picks from the guys. A reminder, all the prices are available at the Bet Rivers website. It means it's goodbye from Steve, James and myself for now. Another show is coming up this week. Looking ahead to the upcoming weekend fixtures.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the Bet Rivers Network.